There's an article in the Daily Telegraph today about Prince Philip, and surprised to learn that he has written many books, and also the article says that his royal status never impeded him from expressing controversial opinions, and that perhaps is what people remember him for. But the article goes on and says, although he avoids criticisms of specific people, those who get it in the neck as a class include politicians. He says, I have no sympathy with people who claim to know what is good for others. And also the clergy. Because he says, almost without exception, they preach peace, goodwill, and the brotherhood of man. And yet many of them have been used by the unscrupulous to cause more human conflict and misery and any other system, say, perhaps, communism. And that's rather an interesting comment, and of course it's one of the reasons why some people will have nothing to do with religion, because they feel that religion has caused, and it has caused, and it is causing, a lot of the conflict in the world. But then that was what Jesus said, wasn't it? He didn't come to bring peace, not in his time. Perhaps, as his knockabout public persona fades from view, the article concludes, Prince Philip, the writer and thinker, will come to be more widely appreciated. One hopes that some of his books might even be republished. In the meantime, we might remember him by reading a contribution he made to a book of prayers in 1998. It distills in a few words much of what he thought about the triangular relationship between man, God, and the natural world. A little glimpse into what was whirring away in the private mind of this most public of figures. And it reproduces the prayer, and I'll read it. O Lord, the creator of the universe, and author of the laws of nature, inspire in us, thy servants, the will to ensure the survival of all the species of animals and plants which you have given to share this planet with us. Help us to understand that we have a responsibility for them, and that having dominion it does not mean that you have given us the right to exploit the living world without thought for the consequences. Through him who taught us that Solomon could not compare with the beauty of the flowers of the field.